and an inexperienced guy. And so he calls his father for some advice. And then I'm stuck in the space as a man raised in an entirely different generation with a different set of rules around how things function. And the rules that I was sort of raised in were, you know, you ask and or you wait for consent, but consent isn't always verbal. Then we lived in a world where that was no longer acceptable. So, you know, accepting the fact that social norms change, trying to help him navigate this space, the position that I had with him was that's still a negotiation between two adults. The variable, and that's the thing that the play turns on, is there are not then two people in that relationship because universities were going through a revolution in policy. And suddenly there were two people and an institution in the middle of that covenant about what happens in terms of how they choose to engage or not engage. And then the most difficult part of that conversation to explain to a 19-year-old is ultimately the school is going to decide whether or not she consented and her actual voicing of whether she consented or not. In a bizarre turn of paternalism, her position sort of became irrelevant to the findings of the institution.